So much of who we are has to do with being from somewhere, to be able to trace the history and the footsteps of those who came before us. This is Walking the Old Road, the story of Chippewa City and the Grand Marais Chippewa. The Old Shore Road is what they called it, though it was really a well-worn path to and from the village of Chippewa City, a turn-of-the-century settlement that no longer exists. But even if we can't physically walk the old road, we're able to find it again through those who are willing to share the story of it with us. Making a living was often a struggle for the people of Chippewa City, and the community shared resources and contributed what they could for the sake of the village. Dora Casamas.
Chippewa City was a nice place when I was a kid. Everybody was the same. Every family. This family didn't have any more than the next family. And they would share.
Jim Whipson.
Well, them days I think I was practically brought up on wild animals. The Indians, the ones that did hunt, they do that in Portage here too. When they get a deer, they process it, cut it up, and then they divide it around amongst all the Indians.
Sharing what you have with others reflects how traditional Anishinaabe ways were integrated into Chippewa City life in order to support the community. Jim Whipson.
There was a man right in Chippewa City that was a fisherman, Billy Doolard his name was, and he had pretty well seen to it my grandmother to have all the fish she wanted. He used to come by the house there real early in the morning and holler, "Katie, you need some fish?" And my grandmother would say, "Oh yes, we could use some fish." And he said, "Come to the door, send your son there," that met me. And I'd go to the door, he'd have the maybe 2-3 dozen fish there by the door, not bring them in. Then we'd eat fish for a while.
Billy Drillard's daughter, Dorothy Johansson, lived in Chippewa City until she was 9 years old.
I didn't have a hungry day in my life because my dad had shares in the North Shore Fishing Company. So he'd go to Grand Marais and he would buy cases of food. And he always had a garden. And of course my mother would can a lot of stuff and we always were picking berries.
Vivian Waltz grew up in Grand Marais and, like Dorothy, helped her family get by picking berries to sell to restaurants in town.
Mostly picking berries when they were ripe to help my mother. My mother, one of her jobs too was cooking at the Sage's restaurant. She did the baking and stuff there. And they would buy a lot of food.
In the early 1900s, many Native people became more and more reliant on the growing tourist industry to make a living. And many people made handmade objects to sell in stores and stands along the highway. Mike Morrison.
I suppose I'd made souvenirs and sold them to the tourists. Woodwork, canoes and paddles, made of wood. So we got a lot of money from that. And we made it to these homemade tomahawks.
Jim Whipson shared how his grandmother used her skills and traditional knowledge to create handmade objects to sell.
To make a living, she did a lot of beadwork, and she made baskets. And all that stuff she made, she'd sell it. A lot of times them days, money wasn't very much money to transact. People would give her groceries for maybe a few baskets or something like that. But around the community itself, everything was traded in goods. She used to go up in the woods and peel bark from the trees. she treated it too. She knew how to treat it to make it soft like. I used to help her cut the different, you know, patterns of the, she'd take cloth and draw a flower, a clover on it, and then she'd have me take little scissors and cut them out. It was really amazing how they made these baskets, but they were pretty and beautiful. A lot of people liked them for souvenirs, and they used them for different things. There was a lot of work involved in it.
As the tourist industry grew, so did the demand for Indian culture all along the North Shore. Jim Whipson.
Woman was a businesswoman from Duluth, and she knew these Indians around that Chippewa City and all different areas, even right near Grand Marais, that made this stuff. So she'd come down and buy the stuff by volume. She'd lay it all out there, and then this woman would just give her so much for the whole works. I don't think he ever paid her enough for it, but gave her enough that where she can buy groceries, you know, go in Grand Marais and get flour, sugar, and the very necessities.
This is Walking the Old Road, the story of Chippewa City and the Grand Marais Chippewa. Funding for Walking the Old Road is provided by the State of Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and WTIP. The show is produced by Stacey Droulard, with music by Keith Sokola. Archived interviews courtesy of the producer, the Grand Portage National Monument, and the Cook County Historical Society.